Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. We're going to switch it up a little bit this week with OTAs in full swing. We're going to give you six Vikings to watch over the next couple weeks. Number one, the quarterbacks. All eyes will be on rookie Teddy Bridgewater, but I would imagine all three Vikings quarterbacks will get their shot with the first team. How does Teddy look practicing with and against veterans for the first time? Will Matt Castle establish himself as the starter? How will Christian Ponder respond to the competition? All fair questions and all fun to follow. Number two, Jerick McKinnon. He was a do-everything kind of player for Georgia Southern, even playing cornerback for a bit. I don't expect he'll be lining up on defense for the Vikings, but I do expect offensive coordinator Norv Turner will experiment quite a bit with him on the offensive side of the ball. We might even see a big special teams role for McKinnon. Number three, Cordarrelle Patterson. We'll stick with the offense here and shine a light on Flash. He made a big splash last year as a returner, leading the league in kickoff return average and touchdowns. But this year, you can expect an enhanced role on offense for Patterson. The seeds of success for him on offense must be planted now during OTAs, so he's one to watch over the next couple weeks. Number four, Captain Munnerlyn. The Vikings are looking for major improvements to their pass defense heading into 2014, and a major step in that direction was the signing of cornerback Captain Munnerlyn. He's a crafty veteran who can play outside or in the slot, and he'll give a new-look secondary a little extra pop as they prepare to face their pass-happy 2014 opponents. Number five, Brian Robinson. The Vikings made a bunch of changes to the defensive line. Gone are Jared Allen and Kevin Williams, and here are new additions such as Linval Joseph, Tom Johnson, and Corey Wooten. But one thing that hasn't changed is Robinson. He'll be a steadying veteran presence on the defensive line during OTAs, and the young guys will look to him for guidance. Number six, the linebackers. Where will the linebackers line up? There will be just one returning starter in 2014, that's Chad Greenway, and two spots are open for competition. But which spots are they? Will Greenway slide to the middle, and will the two outside spots be open? Or will Greenway stay outside, and will there be a battle among Jasper Brinkley, Audie Cole, and Michael Maudie for the middle linebacker spot? That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but OTAs resume and we'll be back next week with more of your questions from all the action. So submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen and we'll see you next week.